Well, how about some kind of fried something made with batter or flour?
You use batter, flour, and fry your chicken. You always have to flour and batter that. And the way we would make ours, we would put an egg in it and the flour and mix it up kind of soft with our pepper and stuff, like you season it like you want. And then dip that chicken down in it and serve that good hot grease. And you do shrimp the same way.
Flour.
Yeah, but now you use meal on fish. Shrimp and scallop you can flour.
Yeah.
But your fish, you have to use meal on there.
Yeah.
Because I've tried flour. I really had it fried right by itself without anything. And chicken is good without even battering it. Just put it in a fry. Kind of smother it light, keep a lid over it, or it'd be soft. But it's really better if you batter it and fry it. That puts the Colonel Saunders taste to it.
Now, what about something you make out of flour for breakfast, eat with syrup?
Oh, yeah, old brown eye gravy. That's a brown eye, what we call a red eye gravy. Like where you fry your ham.
Yeah.
You fry that country ham, and it leaves little stickings in the pan. All right, then you reach over and you get an old coffee pot, and you pour about a half a cup of coffee in there, and you take that egg turner and you just scrape it around a little bit. That's your red-eyed gravy. And now your brown gravy, you use flour and brown that. Now, I like that brown gravy and I like the red-eyed gravy. But that, with the flour, we call that brown gravy. And you can make milk gravy. Mama used to make the milk gravy. What she would do, she would wouldn't brown the flour as much, and wouldn't brown that quite as much. And then she would put her ingredients in there, like we're going to have creamed beef on toast. Like a creamed beef on toast, anything wrong, but you flour it, and you don't brown it as bad. And you can use tuna fish in it, and it's just as good. Beef, or chopped up chicken. In the Navy, we used to call that stuff on the shingle. And it's real good. You take that and put it on a biscuit or a piece of toast. And we make it different way.
Yeah.
There were so many different ways you could make it.
And what kind of meats might you have for breakfast?
My mama used to cook sausage and ham. She cooked both of them. Because some of us children didn't want ham and some wouldn't want sausage. And she had so many of us to keep peace in the family, she had to cook all of them.
And what about bacon?
We didn't have a store-bought kind of bacon. We had old big slabs of it. And she'd slice that as thin as she could and fry that. We had bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon and ham and sausage. But it was all homemade. Real good. We cured it and seasoned it ourselves.
And you still call the bacon bacon. Even though
we had fat back and we had bacon. There's a difference in it. The bacon has lean streaks in it. The fat back is just all pure fat.
Right.
We call that pickle pork. So you can take that old fat meat and put it in brine and pickle it. And that was pickle pork. We had a lot of that. That's the way you preserved it a lot of times back when I was growing up. But we had our barrel with our pork in it.
Yeah.
And Pa'd salt down a barrel of fish too.
Yeah.
We had to preserve everything.
Yeah.
And Mama would season her vegetables mostly with that pickle pork. The way she could cut her off a little hook of it.